Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2020 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Is that Kevin Pollak? Was that pumpkin pie and a chocolate cream pie this year? And thanks for asking. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order, please say hello and welcome back to a Tulsi.
Ooh!
Captain. Ooh. Captain Lee Admirer, thoughts from the latest episode of Below Deck?
I like it. I'm going to say something that's maybe I shouldn't be saying, but I feel like Francesca's hair starts off at the start of the day amazing, and just through the day, it just gets...
So while you're watching Below Deck, what's stealing your focus is Francesca's hair.
I mean, Eddie is doing a great job too. I can't tell if I like him or if I find him annoying. I don't, just the amount of complaining about new staff. Like, hey, get used to it. Train him. But don't.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear that yipper yapper, yipper yapper.
Hey, it's James Heaney. Jimmy No Jinx, what is your ideal time to get out of bed in the morning?
Gosh, I guess I wish I was getting out of bed at 8 a.m. But instead, I'm usually in bed till 9 a.m.
So if you wish and you have the control, technically, maybe set an alarm.
Actually, if I was allowed to wish for any time to wake up, I'd wish I'd wake up at like 6 a.m. because then I could do so much more.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I have to wake up at 9.
What do you mean, unfortunately? Are you in prison?
I'm just tired and like it feels comfortable in my bed.
What time are you up till the night before on average?
On average, it's been really sporadic lately. It's hard to find an average. I'd say usually midnight, but I've been up to like 3:30 in the morning recently.
Right.
You know.
So maybe less of that.
Probably. Thanks. Okay. Actually, now that we've talked about it, I think this is actually going to make some of my wishes come true.
Well, I think if I may, I made the turn myself. I've night owl my whole life. And then because Jamie has a habit of getting up early, I thought, you know what? Let's set an alarm. Let's set an alarm on my phone to go off at 8 a.m. and I will just get the fuck out of bed. And then eventually, of course, as we're all creatures of habit, I'm now going to sleep earlier so that I have no problem getting up.
Do you wake up at 8 a.m.?
Easily.
How long did it take you to adjust to that?
Probably half a year. Look out, it's Craig Kakowski. Kakao, tell us something about a childhood memory from Thanksgiving.
Well, we always went to my Aunt Ebba's house.
Uh-huh.
And my parents are younger than their siblings. So all of my cousins are much older. And so the kids' table was just me, my sister, and one cousin, and everybody else were adults. And Thanksgiving was by far the most boring holiday of the year for me. I'm sorry, Aunt Ebba, if you're listening.
Because it was you, your sister, and a bunch of older people.
Yeah. Yeah. And what was happening was people were just getting drunk, but I didn't even, you know, recognize what it was. Just like waiting for everybody to get drunk and then for my parents to sober up enough to drive us home.
Wow.
But it took forever. And the house was not conducive to kids. I hated dressing up. I hate Thanksgiving
because of all that.
That I don't have fond memories of it as a child. I've grown to like it more
adult. You've laid claim to an adult version of your own.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And now I get drunk. And
sure.
It's much better.
And you're boring.
I'm boring. That is true.
Hey, there's Jackie DeRuthy. Oh, J-Do. Hey. Favorite show you binged during COVID?
That's really hard for me.
Uh-huh.
And as you asked me this, I can't think of a goddamn one. You know what? You know what I started watching?
Whoa.
Veronica Mars, and what a delight. First of all, everyone's in it. Like, for one, you know, it's like everyone's like one of their first shows that they're going to just be in for an episode. So that's really fun to watch. But it's just, it's easy watching. It's high drama, but for high schoolers. So it's really, it's been a delightful throwback.
Well, thanks for the recommend. Yeah. And those of the Patreon fans watching this later on the recorded Zoom, Jackie chose to not have light on her face. She's not in a witness protection situation. She made a creative choice.
I'm in a closet and the only light is directly above me.
Yeah. Well, we can't have her.
Put the computer up.
Yeah. You
know? That's a great idea. I'll hold it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joey's a problem solver. That's what he does.
And Joey chose to have too much light on one part of his face.
That's right. He went out and bought the chin light. Let's do a damn show. Oh, no, Joey, we forgot about you. Last but too much eggnog, if you think of
please. Let's just do the show.
It's Joey Greer. Buzzkill, baby, what happened during your last yard sale?
Oh, my God. Oh, a huge brawl broke out. A brawl. Right? Yeah, yeah, I had about like, it was about like 60 people all came down. I was selling 60 people. I was selling pre-made, gravy juices, as well as like, you know, all these like old rugs, different kind of hats. I had these, you know, the Steph Curry shoes, the Under Armour, like his second.
We're just going to say yes.
Anyway, so I got those over there and I got about three pairs of them. I used to be a sneakerhead. I used to be a b-ball kind of guy. You know what I mean? They're a little warm, but not too worn out. You know, I will say this about the Steph Curry's though. The soles, they will, if you're playing outdoor courts, they slick so easily and so quickly. It's just like, I get it. I know I'm supposed to be playing indoor, but I'm not going to pay $5 to play an hour game of indoor basketball. You know what I'm saying? The outdoor courts are free. I get fresh air. You know what I mean?
This Joey Greer passage brought to you by Gravy Juice. Gravy Juice, when you've had a good workout and it's time for some gravy.
I love all those sneakerheads who love Steph Curry's.
Yeah, exactly. The dad shoes now.
Let's do a damn show. All of our scene suggestions are gathered from your listener emails or from our Patreon VIPs to become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content like video of what we're doing right now and other perks. Just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, well, please do. Write to the podcast at your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here at
alchemythis.com.
Scene one, in fact, comes from patron VIP Will, who wrote, "My beloved alchemist, William Morris here from upstate St. Louis. And this year keeps dishing out punishment to the world, nation, and to me personally, I find myself leaning more and more on your antics. As a black man, I especially appreciate the spotlight you've put on African-American improv actors. It feels really good to know it's not just Wayne Brady."
An American treasure.
Very nice. Always.
Yes, very much so.
A scientist makes a horrifying discovery that cheese, all cheese, is as and has always been sentient, but unable to let us know. Interesting. Love you all so much. Please stay safe and healthy. P.S. I have such a crush on Caroline Connor. Oh, a poop man. All right. We'll let her know. how much cheese can we get you today?
For a second,
hold on a second. I'm sorry, please. My wife's in the back office. What is it, honey?
Can you just eat something, please? You've been working all day.
Yes, yes, I'll eat. Can you make a cheese plate for us, please?
Of course. Yes, of course.
Thank you. All right. So, how can I help you?
I am from the deliberation of
the deliberation.
Lactose-based foods. I have been here. I need to let you know about something pretty startling. And I need to show you something that I've brought inside of my jacket.
Did the deliberation send you, or are you on your own?
It's deliberate in nature. And this here, I'm going to leave for you, is Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus is here for the cheese. And I believe
that... Do you want crackers at all? It's just the cheese, as is.
Funny.
I can do cubes. I can do slices. I mean, it's all sliced. But what do you have a...
You're going to feel pretty shameful in moments when you find out what kind of monster you are,
what did
young
you
lady.
Say to me? Who the hell is in that office? What did you say to me? You're in my house, mister. What did you just say to me?
You're going to feel pretty ashamed of yourself in a moment when you find out what kind of monster you are.
Oh, is that what it is? You're going to call me a monster? Is that
if
what it is?
If she's going to talk to me from behind, could you just tell her to come in the room?
Sir, if this is the position you and your deliberation are taking, you may want to do so down the road a piece. My wife is not a battle you want to wage.
Okay, well then I'll let you and your wife be here alone with Jesus, and great. I'll be on my way. Good day.
And did you give them the message?
I gave them the message. They didn't seem to be responsive, but I'm sure Jesus will find its way. I think it will be...
You're representing the DLBF to everybody else in the world.
I am doing the best that I can. I was following my heart and following my faith.
Wait, are you three here? Is there a meeting going on?
Yes, 2 o'clock.
Yes. I thought that was central. Oh, jeez.
No, mountain time.
It's always mountain time.
I know.
We're in the mountains.
Yeah, I know, but most things are central time, so most of the country, it's
but
confusing.
The higher the time zone, the closer to God.
I know how it works. All right.
Wait, if you thought it was on central time, then you were here an hour ago.
Yeah, I'm about to leave. I went to the bathroom.
For an hour?
None of your business, but yes.
I mean, that becomes my business. I mean, that's a plumbing problem eventually. What we'll pay for.
Okay, I had the brie there. You wanted to hear that?
You had the brie?
What?
You had the
what?
Brie. What do you mean you had the brie?
I ate
what
the brie.
What do you mean you had the brie?
Saint Brie. Saint Brie. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Brie.
You could be disqualified from the deliberation.
Oh, wait, is this official meeting or not an official meeting? That's...
We have to decide if he shall be curdled or not.
He's not.
Curdle him.
Curdle him.
Don't curdle me.
Curdle him.
No. No. Curdle.
And now he is one with the cheese.
Okay, welcome back to our listeners. My guest again today is Larry Filkmore. He is the author of this incredible piece of nonfiction called The Cheese in Me. And right before we broke for a local ad read, you were telling us about the second phase of your discovery, if you wouldn't mind.
Well, it's... The second phase of the discovery is not only is the cheese in me, but the cheese is sacred, you know.
Dude, can we change the station? This is just like, what the fuck, man?
I'm listening to this.
Right, of course.
Put on something else, man. It's just like, the host doesn't even seem to give a shit.
He's just upset about the local ad buys. This is really good content, though.
But I mean, those ad buys pay for his show, man.
Just, I'm listening. This is important. Open your ears up and you'll learn something.
I hate to interrupt you again, but we've got another ad we need to toss
this
to.
Are you kidding me?
So,
what?
I want to thank
some
our sponsors
of these ads are really good.
At Larry's House of Chevrolet. Larry's.
You guys know they put this out in podcast form. They cut the ads when they do that.
Huh? Oh, so great. So the episodes are probably, like, what, 4 minutes long?
Well, I mean, they're like a full podcast length. But yeah, you don't have to listen to it live.
Let's just put something else
on. I don't tell you
drive.
Guys what to put on the radio when it's your turn. If it's my turn to put things on the radio, I'll put what I want on. And I'm
why do we have to listen to AM
podcast?
Radio?
Come on down to Larry's. Larry's is the place for you. We have Chevrolets. We have.
You just heard this ad. He just did an ad read.
Chevrolets.
For
this is my daughter. She sells love.
Hi, Daddy. I'm looking to sell a Cabriolet today. Who wants to come down?
She said a Cabriolet. She said a Cabriolet. It's,
come on down.
It's a local ad
and
buy.
Meet me and my daughter and our Chevrolets. We're on Bell.
You guys want a? You guys want a sandwich while we wait for the
buy
ads?
A new Stingray for my daddy.
Yeah, of course.
I got a. I got a provolone. I got a Monterey Jack. Mm-hmm. And I got a Swiss.
Try me the Swiss.
What did you say?
What was that?
I said I got a provolone, I got a Monterey Jack, and I got a Swiss.
It's me, buggers.
The Monterey Jack.
What the fuck is going on, dude? What are you doing? Are you throwing your voice?
You want a
no,
Monterey Jack?
No, I'm not throwing my voice. Why? What are you hearing?
I don't know. I think the cheese is talking to me.
Yeah, that's right. I'm talking to you, fuckface.
What the hell? Oh, my God.
Monterey Jack's talking to you, too. Monterey Jack wants to get in there.
Oh, my God. Queso tu habla ingles? This is insane. These cheeses are speaking, man. They're
what do they sound like?
Well, one of them sounds Australian, the Monterey Jack.
And the Swiss doesn't sound Swiss. It sounds.
Is that a really play on Kangaroo Jack?
I mean, I don't know, man.
You'd think Monterey Jack would have a Mexican accent.
Oh, I was actually, I was thinking something like, you know, right. Southwestern Dick. Yeah, yeah,
totally. Yeah.
But this is, I don't understand, man. I don't know what's going on. I think the provolone is dead.
What do you mean dead? It's cheese. It's all dead.
No, man. Something's up, man. These cheeses are alive. I feel like I'm being talked to by God right now. I think God is talking to me through these cheeses. Okay? I talk to
So Jesus. You just want chips or?
I'll take all three sandwiches. I'll take the Swiss cheese.
No, you don't get. I made three sandwiches of three different cheeses for the three of us.
Should I eat you? Now Monterey is dead. Monterey Jack is dead. I don't know what's happening. Why are they dying?
All right. Oh, I'm biting into the fucking Swiss, okay?
No.
Now we're talking.
Honey, I need you to honestly keep up with the five jobs because I have another great book idea. So I can't go back into the workforce if I'm going to be writing my next, Iliad.
Honestly, with all the different jobs that I've been working, it's hard to also keep up the house.
I know.
I just feel like maybe you should.
It just really.
Maybe
really
we got to wait for one of the other books you've written to pay off.
Excuse me. You got to strike when the iron is hot. And when the creative iron is hot, you got to strike.
That's Margo there. Hello.
That's
who is that, Margo?
Hello, it doesn't Margo. Matter. Get back.
Back.
Margo, how are you doing? This is Taylor over at Sandwiches and Slides. I just want you to know that you're gonna have to pick up a couple extra more ships. All right.
What are you doing at my house?
I don't like calling. I think it's impersonal. I like getting scheduling updates in person.
I appreciate that because I would have hated to miss a shift. I need extra shifts. Thank you. I guess I'll see you at work.
You will see me there.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Well, you're in luck. They need me for some OT, okay?
Am I in luck, Margo? I saw the way he was looking at you, the way he talked to you. He said, I'll see you later.
He's just my boss. He's saying he'll see me at work.
Just your boss. You don't think I know how the world works? That man couldn't stop winking. Now, either he has some kind of infection in the eye, or he's got eyes for my girl. Now, I don't have time to deal with this, but I want you to deal with it, okay? Because I got the creative juices. Okay. I got to work on the book. But I swear to God, Margo.
Oh, and actually, he said that you're not allowed to come into the sandwich shop and write there all day. Like, you'd have to buy something, and I can't give you
my discount. Well, I can't get the internet here. Your five jobs aren't supporting it. Looks like you need to pick up a six.
Is this Sandwiches and Slides?
Yeah, can we help you?
Yeah, can I get a... how's the Philly cheese?
It's not my favorite.
Okay. Oh, okay. How about the Reuben?
Well, let me ask you this. Are you from Philadelphia?
I am. Philadelphia native.
You definitely won't like our Philly cheese.
Good. Noted.
Yep.
I'll do the pastrami Reuben. And then what kind of slides do you have?
We have the Cubana. We have the turkey and cheese. That's a cheddar.
Okay. So those are slides.
Those are slides. No, did you want slides the shoes or sliders the sandwich? Some people call them slides.
Oh, they do. Okay. I was imagining something else. I was imagining I would get to play like in a playground while eating a sandwich.
So like a five-year-old goes down a slide.
Exactly. Yes. That kind of slide.
And how old are you, sir? I'm just guessing you're
I'm 48.
Your early 40s.
Yeah, I'm in my early 40s, yeah.
Right. Early 40s, 48. What's the diff, right?
Exactly.
If you're going down a slide, you probably feel like you're six.
Yeah. So there's no slides? Is that what you're saying?
So you wanted to have a Philly cheese if we can get back to your original idea.
I'm so sorry. Connor, can I talk to you for a second?
Down
sir,
the
we'll
slide.
Be right with you in one
I'm
moment.
With Connor, a customer, sir.
Yeah, Connor,
and
I know
then you
are.
Go
can
down
a
slide
second,
while you're eating.
Connor, can I talk to you
Connor,
for a second?
Connor, I'm going to
kill
take
you with
over
my bare
you.
Feet. Oh, is that about Connor? Right, sir? The hope was to eat
Connor,
a...
I'm going to go to Hoagies and Swings. Okay.
No, 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 because... sir. No, sir. Don't worry.
Welcome to Hoagies and Swings. What would you like? And we must require you to wear a condom when swinging.
Wait, what?
You have to wear a condom when swinging.
Oh, I shouldn't have had that sandwich.
Oh. Okay, let me get a Philly cheese wit whiz.
Okay, what kind of sandwich would you like?
What? A Philly cheese wit whiz.
Wait, do you want the dude from Philly who will use his whiz on you, or do you want something else?
Connor, you're going to get yourself fired. I can't cover any more shifts for any more employees. Please, just listen to Gary and just follow his lead. He's the boss.
Why? He's an idiot.
I mean, of course he's an idiot. That's boss's job, okay?
So follow the idiot's lead.
Well, everybody else keeps getting fired, and I've already got 4 other jobs than this, okay? I can't do more OT at one place. Please, okay. Connor.
All right. I'll do as the idiot says.
Okay.
Bye.
Now, Bruce, you said Hoagies and Swings. Was that it? Or what was the place you wanted the company meetup to be at?
Hoagies and Swings.
Hoagies and Swings. Okay, great.
I had kind of an awkward interaction with them, but once it got started, it was unbelievable.
Oh, interesting. Okay, great.
Yeah, like they have footlongs there.
They have hoagies.
They have footlongs.
They have hoagies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And swings.
Oh, I mean, that'll be fun to burn the calories off on a nice little swingy swing. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Anyway, so I've been looking over at the reports that you were giving me, and it seems that you're drawing a lot of little action figures on there. You're mm-hmm. drawing like what would be, looks like prototype action figures. I can only imagine that as someone in their early 40s, you're probably thinking about maybe jumping into a whole new career.
Yeah, I mean, I know I'm in my early 40s. I just turned 49, and
happy birthday.
Thank you. Why are we not selling more action figures?
Well, we make tires.
Yeah,
that's kind of the main thing we do. So, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, we can definitely get some of the materials from the tires.
Well, what about Dr. Radial, who I drew?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we can definitely do some kind of tire. Maybe, you know what we can do? Why don't we just start doing like a local ad read for just different radio stations?
Uh-huh. Pushing
it out there.
That AM radio?
AM radio. Right? That might not be a bad idea. Why don't you head our...
Why don't you start over there at the start of the copy? And I'd say...
Okay.
Just we're looking for pace. That's all. So, you know, you've got to move tires, but also, you know, it's a fun place to be. So
okay, no problem.
Keep that in mind.
Try. All right.
Oh, wait, take your own start cue. Thank you.
Take my own start cue. Okay.
Yeah.
4, 3, 2, 1, start. Here we go.
Okay, if I could stop you, you don't need to say any of that.
Oh, sorry.
I just meant if that's what you're thinking before you begin.
Okay. So you're recording then.
I've been recording since you arrived. Yes.
Okay. So sorry.
This is a podcast as well as a recording studio for commercial time.
I just wasn't sure. So great.
Excuse me. I represent the DLBF, the Deliberation of Lactose-Based Foods. We have book studio time.
Yes, I understand, sir. Your name is Clyde Stevenson.
Clyde Stevenson.
Right. Okay. They've got you set up in the studio next door, actually.
They told me. Yep. They told me I was an hour early. Are you on Mountain Time?
we are not on Mountain Time. I'm so sorry. Yeah, we're on. Well, I guess you could say West Coast.
Do you have
time.
Cars and needs tires? Tires are. Is that fine?
Yeah,
I'm
that
sorry.
Sounds great.
I had just already done.
Do you
it
have cars and needs tires?
I'm just reading the copy, man.
Yeah,
Margo.
It's like
Michael. Who the fuck is at
the
door?
In the morning.
Who the fuck is at the door?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Margo.
Oh, what are you doing here? It's like 1:30 in the morning.
Hey, Margo. I just was over at Kenny's house, and he told me he's not going to be able to make his shift tomorrow. I want him to come over.
He opens tomorrow, though.
I know. Well, he just told me. So I'm here to tell you that you got to open tomorrow. All right.
I have to check with my husband. I don't know if we share a car, so I don't know if I'll be able to get a ride that early. Hold on just one. Do you want to come inside? It's really late.
I'd prefer to stay out in the cold if you don't mind.
Okay. Well, just hold here one second. Honey?
Yeah. What's going on? I'm
Oh, my boss is here from Slides and Sandwiches and Slides.
Oh, okay.
Burgers and Slides. I got so many jobs. It's so hard to keep track of. He needs me to open it in the morning. I think that's, I don't know. Could you please give me a ride or maybe just let me have the car?
What the fuck is this guy doing here at my house at 1:30 in the morning? Coming in here.
Who's my boss?
He's in love with you, Margo. He's in love with you. It is inappropriate.
We're going to have to open up at 6:30, okay?
He's talking over me. Excuse me, Margo. Excuse me. Sorry. You got a
don't
problem?
Don't go outside. Don't go outside.
Don't tell You're me naked. What to do, Margo. Do not tell me to put on clothes again. So you got a problem?
No, I don't.
You think that you're stronger than me because you can stand out in the cold?
I don't know. Are you
Look at me make this snow angel right now, buck naked. I don't care.
Oh, hey, keep it down. It's 2:30.
Right now. Time.
Hi, welcome to Wieners and Cornhole. How can I help you today?
I'm looking for a place to have a business retreat.
Okay.
So I wanted to have food and as well as some casual leisurely activity. So I guess I wanted to try out the cornhole aspect.
Sure. Yes, of course. So the wieners and the cornhole is what we specialize in. So a private party of how many? How many folks in the party?
Six people.
So not much of a company, really, when you say corporate retreat.
Well, it's a board. So it's a board of directors. And so that's
board of directors,
most powerful team on the company. So,
hey, I gotta take a break, man. Sure. My cornhole. I gotta take a break.
All right, sir.
Babe, I think I have to quit. I mean, I know this is a great job, but that corporate retreat was fucked. We played cornhole all day, but they had their wieners out, and I'm the only female, so I don't know what to do. So I just kind of maneuvered things and. Had my clit out. I just had
will
that
you just
out.
Let me watch? Will you just let me watch the TV? Huh? Will you just let me watch the TV?
I'm having a serious problem.
In other news, cheese is sentient.
That would be scene 1.5. Scene 2. Comes from Emmanuel, who wrote, "Hi, you wonderful people. My most recent scene suggestions didn't cut it because it had to do with you all playing Kevin as a character in a multiverse setting. To my defense, this was way before you announced that you didn't want any more suggestions like that. So anyways, it doesn't matter. I'm not mad at you anymore. My new scene suggestion is..." So I read it with all that sort of flair to give some of the fans out there an idea. When you write in, if you come at me with that much tood, I'm going to recreate it in the reading of your email. Faith to those who didn't think I would ever use your suggestion after coming at me with that much tood. We're going to use your suggestion.
You hear that?
All right. My suggestion is what really went down in the 40 years of desert traveling, if not wandering with Moses. I really hope you guys are well, and please, please keep up the good work. You're all amazing. Kind regards, Emmanuel Gonzalez, Sweden.
Deborah, come here.
What?
Come here.
What do you want?
How do you think that this frock looks?
It looks okay. It looks like the same thing it looked yesterday. Gee, all right. What do you want from me, okay?
Do you think he's going to notice me today?
I don't fucking know. I'm so goddamn hungry. I'm sick of eating sky bread, okay? I want something else, all right? I want cheese. I want maybe some meat.
Sky bread and honey, what's the problem?
What's the problem?
You got
the sweet?
I think
everyone here has diabetes, okay? That's what I think is the problem, okay? There's too much sugar going around. Yeah, I said it, okay? We got a problem. We got an epidemic.
It's really hard not to take what you're going through personally. but I'm going to choose to look past it because I've decided to turn a new leaf and be a new woman, one that's desirable.
Are you worshiping men. That golden calf?
Yes. Am I not supposed to be?
No. What did Moses say, huh? What did Moses say?
I honestly, I don't know when he talks. I just kind of, it's just so boring. It's the tone in which he talks. It's almost like it's like the opposite of a dog whistle. It's a tone that I just can't hear.
I think it's the mumbles. I think it's also the mumbling.
He's a cleft palate. Sorry. It's not his fault.
Please don't interrupt again.
Top of his mouth was burned with a stone as a child. Okay. We all know this. Yeah. Okay.
Here, I've got a little bit. I've got just a little bit of, it's canned spam. But I've been keeping it for myself. If you want just a little bit, I can share just the tiniest bit of canned spam with you. But it's there's limited supply, so
you know what? You all do what you want. I'm gonna listen to the radio. I'm gonna chill out. Okay, I'm just gonna zonk out for a bit.
Deborah. Are you going to be wandering the desert anytime soon? Perhaps you've got a trip with the family coming up. Try canned spam. It's good for all the members of the family, even Granddad. Happy wandering from your friends at canned spam.
That was great. Can you try that one more time?
Yeah, sure. What are we looking for?
Can you try it with a little more urgency and
urgency
and a little more youth?
Now, why am I in a hurry?
Because you can't wait to eat the spam. You're hungry and you need this sustenance, and this is exactly what's going to keep you alive for the next day or so.
So while telling people about canned spam, I'm also eating it.
Why don't you try that? Yeah.
Why don't I try that?
Why don't you give that a try?
Great.
Exactly the same copy, just one more time with the new notes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Terrific.
So much.
Thank you.
Great.
Take the spam
out of your mouth because can't really understand what you're saying.
So don't eat.
I can't tell if it's the same copy. And
right. Okay.
My boss is going to get pissed.
Okay.
That was a big hunk.
Yeah, it really was. That spam is shit.
All right. Here we go. Mm. I'll give you the countdown this time. Okay, ready? 4, 3, 2, 1. Here we go. We're starting now.
Are you and the family planning on wandering the desert soon? Perhaps you've got a trip with the old granddad.
Turn that radio down. Pharaoh, we have a problem. Big time, big Z, huge-o problem, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean when you said we had a big problem. So,
do you get what I'm trying to say, Pharaoh? It's a hugey, hugey, biggie kind
Just
of problem.
Just get to the problem. Felix.
I mean, this problem is so big, I don't know if I can even say it. Can it even come out of my mouth? It's so goddamn big. It's a huge problem, Pharaoh.
Are you done?
I am.
Get to the problem.
Okay. Looks like the Temple of Cheese is melting.
Okay. That is a big problem.
That's a big problem.
That's a big problem. I did not think you were going to say that. I thought you were going to
What are we going to do?
I thought it was about people leaving. Okay. All right. Well, let's...
No, you told us not to bring that up.
Yeah. Felix, I remember my statements. All right.
I mean, when we
I write my statements.
Back to shore,
I don't have a writer.
I understand.
Felix, do you want to interrupt me one more time? Felix,
no.
I'm telling you.
No, I don't. I respect you. I love you. You're my God King.
Yeah, I'm your God.
I think that you're like one of the best.
Okay, Felix. Yeah. You're my wife's brother. My wife's brother. My wife's brother. Okay, Felix. Let's go figure out this melted cheese mountain, cheese pyramid.
Yeah, well, the Temple of Cheese melted, but it melted over the storehouse for corn, and the corn has like coalesced into these chips, and it's actually kind of delicious.
What do you call it?
Nachos.
Whoa, I like the sound of what it is. So you got the chips, the corn, and the cheese.
Yeah, the Temple of Cheese melted right on top of it.
Yeah. And then what happens?
Well, I put some of these hot peppers on top.
Okay.
Are these tortillas?
What does the hot peppers do?
It just gives it a little kick.
A zing?
It gives it a zing, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, these might be great for... Taco Thor Day or whatever the hell we decided to reiterate,
should we ever have to create this again, the corn Turned into a flat chip?
Yeah, I mean, the corn just got smushed down, and then the heat kind of baked it into a chip.
So that, huh?
Yeah. Oh, and then that plague of locusts also landed on top of the those aren't as good, but they do, you know, they add a little more crunch to it.
So nachos with locusts, nachos without?
They're both options, yeah.
Do you ever feel guilty about worshiping this golden calf? I just feel like it's good for my skin. I don't know.
I feel revitalized by it, and I can't feel guilty about what makes me feel good because that's on me.
I agree. I just feel like we hide it from Moses, and I don't know why. I feel like if we showed him that this is what makes us feel so special, he'd get it.
You know, yeah, let's try it. Let's try it. Let's see if he gets
it. Hey, did you two hear that Moses is going to speak tonight? Sorry for interrupting, but okay. I'm just going around to each camp letting everyone know tonight's. He's going to speak tonight.
Okay. Tell the truth. Do you understand what he's even saying, or does it just sound like mumbling and boring?
Well, if you're in the back, it's a little mumbly, but if you come up front, you can understand. Anyways, it's tonight at 7.
Moses, listen. This draft we have is fantastic, all right? From start to finish, it's got the hits in it. You just need to come out. It's probably 2 to 3 minutes tops.
Okay, all right.
Did you already go through it?
No, I trust you, Vic.
Yeah. So, Mo, if that's it, then I'll step out for the day. But if you want any edits or anything, this is kind of your last chance to review it.
Sorry, I'm just going over these tablets. You know. Yeah.
Any of these?
Do you think we need all 10 of these?
Yeah. Yeah. And remember, don't mention my involvement with the tablets. Come up with another reason where you got them, all right?
I mean, I guess I could say they came from God or something.
Whatever works. Yeah, you're
Mo. I just feel like you should get credit here, Vic. I mean, you're just as...
Mo, I'm telling you, you want to just take this on your own, all right? And yeah, we had 14, but we took out 4 of them, so it's 10. It's even.
Right, so don't take off your shoes on an airplane. Is it in there?
No, that one's out. Yep. That was the focus groups did not like that.
Really? I mean, it's a pretty good one.
It's pretty advanced, but yeah, we pulled that one. The one about don't hug spiders, we took that one out. We said, why? If people want to do that, just let them do it.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize. Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to interrupt. I was just looking for some berries and bushes and say, what are you guys doing back here?
We found these. They found these tablets. I went to the top of the mountain. And the Lord God gave me these tablets.
Are you kidding me? Oh my, oh my gosh!
Go,
are you serious?
Are you hugging a spider?
Oh my god!
Let that spider go.
Let that spider go. I mean, I know that's not on the tablets, but it's not a good idea.
It's so big. It's so big.
I don't know. I feel like we should get that one back in there.
I feel like I'm actually going to understand him tonight. We actually talked the other day over by in the ocean. But, you know, when we were, it was dry. It was split in half.
You had a long time with Mosey?
Yeah. I did. And when it was just us, I feel like I more than understood him. I feel like we had a connection. But everything telling me, like, really resonated and... So I feel like tonight I'm going to understand finally his big announcement or whatever.
I have private conversations with him all the time. Yeah, that's the only way I... Huh?
Oh, that's so weird.
Yeah.
I thought...
Yeah.
Oh, that's so weird.
Oh, he says that to everybody except, you know, I get to have much more conversations. That's why I know
really
what he means all the time so well.
That's so weird. Sometimes like, we go for walks and...
Oh, walks?
Yeah, we go for walks and just kind of talk. Does he do that with you?
All the time. I mean, usually it's, you know, the big long walk through the desert. I just feel like I'm connected with him, so it's our walk, but
I guess it's a lot of other... Probably a little different for me. We have, like, nicknames for each other. I call him, like, Vanguard and stuff. And yeah, it's a little different.
Sorry, I couldn't help but overhear. You said Vanguard.
Yeah.
Has Moses ever asked you to watch him play volleyball?
Is that, you do that?
Well, no, I mean, I didn't understand what the attraction was. Why volleyball? Well, and then I thought about it and I thought, well, it doesn't really call for any athleticism.
I think it's special for me because he only asked me to watch him play volleyball at 3 a.m. And so it's probably different for me.
That's it.
Probably a little different.
I'm popping open my last can of spam.
Hey, heads up, heads up. I'm sorry. There's bad spam going around. So just be mindful of that, right?
Oh, shit.
Hey, Moses, before I leave, and you're going to do great tonight. You're up in like 30 seconds. Are you dating anybody? Because I wanted to introduce you to my sister.
I mean, I've got a couple irons in the fire.
Oh, you dog.
Moses. Branded a few people.
You know, I know what you mean.
But sure, I'm up to anything.
Okay. All right. So I'm gonna tell her your room number.
Right. Great. One. And is this fresh spam? Is this canned? Is this canned spam or is it fresh spam?
This was just lying outside, so it's
canned spam. Fresh. Oh, okay, great. It's canned. Okay.
Yeah, it's outside, so outside it's got to be canned. And your room number?
One.
All right, now listen, you're going to be spam girls, okay? You're going to be dressed up like cans of spam, and I want you handing out spam, all right? Now be really excited about it, okay? Because it's all about the sale, all right? Now you're giving out free cans of spam, all right? Now we got this Honda Fit that I outfitted with a giant spam can on the back. You're going to just drive up to the encampment and give out spam. All
right. I want to be the purple spam girl.
Okay, great.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to drive the spam car. I have 12 years of NASCAR experience, so you're safe with me.
Okay.
I was under the impression that we'd be able to drive the spam car. Why can't I drive it?
Because he's a NASCAR guy, right? You can't drive it, right?
It's because he's a man.
Now, look, she's purple spam. Now, you're going to be green spam, all right?
I don't want to be green spam.
You don't
green
wanna,
spam
wanna?
Reminds everybody.
Don't you wanna?
What?
Is that don't a Fanta wanna? Thing?
No.
Well, yeah, I used to be a Fanta girl, and now I'm a spam girl.
Hey, Julia, we're going to have to let you go from the Fanta team. Good luck with your career, all right?
I don't think you understand. I was a Fanta girl before that, so I have like a lot of experience. This is actually a step down for me, so I don't think you understand.
No,
I'm going to keep my job.
How did I get fired? Damn, she's yeah.
My fellow Israelites, help yourself to the spam and Fanta in the back.
Your mic's too hot. Your mic's too hot.
Can you hear me? Can everyone hear me?
We can hear you, Moses.
Just barely understand. I can hear, but I
can't spam
understand.
And Fanta mix.
Anyway, you all know me. I'm Moses. This is Vic. He's trying to keep a low profile, but I want to single him out. There's Vic.
Didn't do anything to do this.
Vic the prick.
Reminder, we're going to play some desert volleyball tonight.
Again?
So
again?
Again. It's going to go to 4 a.m. You're going to have a great time. Not enough of you are signing up for classes. We need you to keep taking the classes, okay?
I don't have any money.
That's fine. We'll work something out, okay? I'm going to brand a big M on your thighs. Look. We need to press on, and I know that we need to cross the Red Sea. It looks daunting. We're gonna all get in a Honda Fit and drive straight through that thing. Okay.
All right.
It's just one car.
Just one car. That's a miracle. Okay.
He's good.
Look.
Sounds like a clown car.
And what? I can't understand what he's saying. Are you understanding?
He's saying that we're all going to get in one car and cross the Red Sea. It sounds like some sort of clown car.
Hey, can you
I think I'm
going to
stick here.
I'm trying to listen to you.
Shut the fuck up.
Wow. Shut the fuck up.
I ate some
damn, Sarah.
Savior of our people. What do you mean shut the hell up?
Has anyone pointed out that it's been like 17 years we've been wandering this desert? When does this stop?
How many years are we supposed to follow this ridiculous man?
Did he already start talking? I thought the speech was at 3.
Number 11, thou shalt not hug spiders.
Oh, shit. What was the 10 before that?
Fuck. Shit, doesn't matter.
God, I just got the 11th one. What the hell? What were the 10 before?
I'm sure that they get more and more important as they go.
Number 12, airplanes have not been invented yet, but when they are, do not take off your fucking shoes.
And that scene too. Oh, baby.
Scene 3 comes to us from patron VIP Philip, who wrote, "Hey, Kevin and the gang, you already know how amazing you are, so I cut right to the chase. Shy people in an adult store. Keep on killing it. Philip."
What are you looking for? Are you looking for penises?
Oh, I'm not. I'm not even.
What are you?
Just tell me. I gotta go.
No, sir.
I can't. Bye-bye.
No, sir, here. Just take look at me.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. You looking for penises or other body part paraphernalia?
Yeah. Yes.
My name is Gerard, and I'm here to help you. So,
Gerard, thanks for coming to my office. I appreciate it. Want to go over your 3-month review.
Sure thing.
First of all, congratulations on the penis movement. We've not moved that many penises ever.
Yeah, thank you. I sometimes feel like being direct with customers is exactly what's needed in this industry. I used to work at a
tire shop, it says.
Yeah, radials. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
sold a lot of those, I'll bet, huh?
Yep, direct with the customer.
You were where the rubber hit the road, I'll bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just that we'd like to sell other things in the store rather than just penises, and it seems like 87% – well, not like exactly 87% of your sales are penises.
Okay. But I thought there's a good markup on them, so I thought I was doing the business good.
Right. But you do see that we have hundreds of items in the store.
Yes. You're right.
Right. And some of them are the margins are quite high.
Oh, what
– compared to the penis, you know, we deliver the penises. I think we pay wholesale at $3, and we sell them for $4.50. So we're not. That's not a big markup for us, is what I'm saying. Versus the cock ring, for example. Mm-hmm. Well, we're paying 72 cents and selling those.
Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt. I was just on my way to get my Cadillac and my Mercedes fixed. Thought I'd pop into this little mom and pop cock shop, see how things were doing.
Wow, see, how you doing, Tony? Perfect example. Hey, Jim, thanks for stopping by. We always love to have your business.
Oh, these are real squishy, huh? You know, the ones I sell are pretty hard, rock hard. I put rocks inside them. People love them. Yeah, I'm selling my ding-dongs for about $15 a pop.
Right?
I don't brag, but...
What about your Ballywoos? How you doing on moving the Ballywoos?
My Ballywoos? Well, I closed down the fish shop a while ago. Just selling ding-dongs, all right?
That's less it, all fish. Right? I got
That's it.
It.
Seems like a personal conversation. Yeah. I should probably just...
No.
Why don't you sit down?
excuse me. Do you have another size in this? I've never been in an Ann Taylor before.
That's all we got.
Okay. Never mind. Sorry.
What do you mean, never mind?
I don't know.
What's wrong with you? Why are you so shy?
I was bullied a lot as a... What?
Fight me right now.
Fight you?
Yeah. Excuse me, sir. Can I help the customer, please?
Oh, yeah.
Hi, yes, miss. I'm happy to help you.
Okay.
Pay no attention to Tony.
Sorry.
He comes every day.
He doesn't work here.
He's very aggressive.
Sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
You want to know something about a size?
Yeah, I wanted this, if you have it in a smaller size. I don't know if... I've never been.
What are you, about a 3?
Ann Taylor before, yeah. Yeah, okay. I am about a 3. Thank you.
Sure. Let's see. That's a beautiful choice, by the way. Look at that. Well, that would look lovely on you. Let me see if we have
so
a 3.
Much.
You
oh
bet.
Oh, my gosh.
In the meantime, have you seen the display of penises?
No.
Well, while I look for this 3,
okay.
give them a give him a gander.
Okay. Sorry, sir. I know you don't work here, but
You want to fight me? Do it. Why are you so shy? Huh?
I don't want to fight you. I don't want to fight you.
Fight me. Just punch me.
Huh? I can't.
Of course you can't punch me.
I really.
Do you mind if I punch you?
How shy are you?
Huh? I'm not shy at all. I'd like to fucking.
I think I see the problem. You went to an Ann Taylor, T-A-I-L-O-R.
Okay.
That's a porn shop.
Oh.
Yeah. No, you're in the right place now. This is an Ann Taylor.
Oh, thank you.
Ding ding. Sorry, hey, where are your dicks at?
Okay, we get this all the time. You want Ann Taylor with an E and with an I.
Oh, sorry about that.
Where Ann Taylor, no E and a Y.
I got you. Ding ding.
I think I should
It's really unfortunate.
I should just go back to the limited two. I should just go back. I'm sorry.
So you're looking for clothes for larger women?
I mean, if you think a three is a larger woman, then yeah.
Okay.
Welcome to the limited two. You can only take a dump here for like 5-10 minutes, all right?
Oh, sorry. I thought this was like a store for kids' clothes, but
No, this is limited TWO2.
Listen, man.
Where do I take your shit?
You're in the right place. Just open that door.
I'm not potty trained, right, so I can take a shit anywhere I want.
Yeah, hey, welcome.
Yeah, cool. Okay. My mom says I don't need to get potty trained until I tell her I'm ready. Well, guess what? I'm 9 years old, and I ain't saying shit about it.
We don't care. We just want you to pay, and then you can shit anywhere.
Oh, money? Okay. Gotta go.
Okay. Social Security and everything else looks good. Now, can you just tell me what you want the loan for? I know it's a business, but I just got to write it down. What's it for?
It's a place where people, have you ever been in a situation where you wanted to go, if you know what I mean, but you didn't want to be around your family or friends? Well, we've created an environment where you can come hang out and go.
So what is your business?
We're going to set up a bunch of toilets, right? Okay. Individual spaces. And some places won't even be toilets, just for our younger audiences. And then you can come in and just take a dump. You pay $5 to $10 and you can take a dump. But there's a limit on the amount of time you can do it. 7 minutes. That's it.
Okay.
So is the loan good?
And you're looking for
$150,000.
Oh, I was not listening. $150,000 for 15% of your company. Sharks, what do you think?
Okay, I think I'm at the wrong show. I think I'm definitely at the wrong show.
This is Shark Tank.
This is Shark
Tank. S-H-E-R-K Tank. T-A-N-K. Shark Tank.
Why didn't you just spell it like the sharks they are? S-H-A-R-K.
Because I can't do that because that show has the budget.
Ding, ding. Hi. Do you work here? I'm looking to get a...
Why are you shy? Huh? Fight me, huh? Don't you fight me?
Excuse me, sir. Can you... You don't work here, sir. I'll take this, okay? Yes. Can I help you, sir?
Well, I'm looking for a ring. That would go.
Go put in your butthole.
My 11th finger. Oh, I didn't know they had those.
We make all kinds. You tell me where you want a ring, and I'll put a ring on it. All right.
Well, I guess I came in for a
cock ring. This guy's looking
I
for.
Came
cock
in for
ring.
One of those.
Yeah, does he want to fight me or what?
No, he's just here for cock ring.
And I guess a butt ring.
Yeah, butt rings. Those are good. Sensation will be amazing. We just had a guy get married, and he proposed with a butt ring.
In public?
Well, sir, I mean, looking at the x-ray, I mean, it's clearly there is something in your sphincter. It looks like your butt ate it. And it's, I mean, do you want to tell me what it is, or do you want us to...
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that whatever it is, you could probably get out, and the x-ray probably... probably
Dr.
tells you
Schuller,
what it is.
Do you want to come in here and take a
don't get Dr. Schuller in here. This is
Dr. Schuller, take a look at this. Look at this x-ray right here.
Oh, please. Boy. I mean, you're
Oh, with what I'm looking at, you're only going to be able to take limited twos for the rest of your life.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Mom, Dad, we have some amazing news.
What happened?
We're engaged.
No. I mean, that's great. Okay. That's great.
We're engaged.
Uh-huh. Let me see the ring. No, let me see the ring.
Well, it's up my asshole. I can't.
Right. Yeah.
But it's beautiful.
It must be.
And he saved it in his for like 7 months.
Why? So you were shocked?
Yeah. I had no idea that he had this ring up his own asshole for 7 months.
No complaining. Ugh. Nothing. He was just a soldier the whole time.
I was just trying to keep it a secret, really.
That's love.
Now, will you exchange rings?
Ooh, I don't...
Oh, God.
What kind of wedding is
this? What's happening?
I had mine already out.
Sorry.
Why did I let my daughter be the ring bearer?
I'm trying.
This is the house of the Lord.
She's 5 years old.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no.
That's a lot of cheese, man. She must have ate a lot of cheese.
Where is the ring?
Well. It looks like you guys are doing pretty good sales, huh? The guys are coming up, huh? Trying to nip me at my heels, take me off the pedestal. Let me tell you something right now. It ain't going to happen, all right? It ain't going to happen because Jim's dingy-dongs, they ain't going anywhere, all right? I'm top dog.
Yeah, but all you sell are dingy-dongs, so congratulations on cornering that market.
You're welcome. Did I mention I put rocks in them?
Keep talking.
That's it.
That's it? No, you didn't mention
that. Hey, Phil, if you're going to go to the grocery store, we're out of ding-dongs, man. Just grab some on the way.
Rocks, no rocks.
Ding-dongs, bro. Ding-dongs. Just grab them.
So you want rocks in them or not?
Yeah, rocks in the ding-dongs. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, hi. Hey, do you guys have rocks in the ding-dongs?
Yeah, I have rocks in the ding-dongs.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
You want to point me in the right direction?
Yeah. Right over there. Do you see how the sun is setting?
Yep. Follow on your face. Okay. Right.
Yeah, Carol, can I talk to you in my office? So sorry, sir. I'm just going to have Sharon here take over. No. Carol, can I just talk to you over here for a second?
Yeah, what's that about?
You can't chew your gum like that while working, Carol.
Like what?
Carol, it's grotesque. It's upsetting. And we're honestly losing customers.
You're losing customers because you got a shitty business model, not because I'm mad.
No, I don't. We put rocks into anything. If you want rocks in it, we'll put rocks in it. That's edible. That's consumable.
It's a pretty shitty model.
It really, actually, we're doing really well. It really isn't a shitty model. And if you feel this way, then maybe you shouldn't be working for us, okay?
Oh, okay, Bianca. That sounds good. Everything must be going so well. That's why you're wearing the same outfit 4 days in a row.
Listen. I don't want to think about what my outfit is, okay? That's a power move. That's what smart people do. I don't want to waste that time in my life. So I wear the same thing every day. It looks the same, but it's fresh, you know.
Well, how come your hair is just greased down to your head? You haven't showered.
It's a mask. It's a moisturizing mask. You keep it moisturized, and that keeps the health of the hair.
You smell weird.
Okay, fine.
Well, I could do the same thing every day. What can I get you today?
I guess I want, if you have the same shirt that I'm wearing right now.
Yes, of course we do. Yeah.
I'll just take 7.
Okay.
One for every
and
day.
And what are you, a 3?
Yeah, I'm a 3.
Okay.
About a 3 if you have it.
And you want those all in the same color?
Yep. Same color.
Right.
And, if you also have the same pants that I'm wearing right now, I'll also take 7 of those.
In the same beige?
Yes, in the same beige.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. I should make eye contact with you. I'm sorry.
No, no, it's fine. I'm sure whatever you're looking at is more interesting.
I grew up without a father, and it's like weird for me to talk with men of a certain age, and I'm sorry.
I understand.
I'm so sorry.
My eyes are up here.
I understand. I'm not staring at your dick. No, I'm just avoiding your eyes. It's like a shy thing. It's stupid.
You know, it's my fault. Let me put that away. My fault.
Excuse me. I went to Sandwiches and Slides and Hoagies and Swings and Wieners and Cornholes.
Right. Also, Ann Taylor and the Limited 2, and none of them were able to help me.
Okay. What are you looking for?
I just want a Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, okay. What would you like with that?
Wit and Wiz.
You got it. Wow. What's your name? Let me get a name for the order.
What is my name? Sorry, I've been wondering for 40 years looking for this sandwich.
What's your last name? Do you know that?
My last name.
My last name is Klonopin. And if your last name is Klonopin too, then maybe you're my dad.
My last name is Klonopin too.
Fuck.
Oh, oh I see what you're saying. Yeah, no, my last name is Klonopin too.
Mine's just Klonopin.
Oh, no, I'm not your dad, sweetie. Sorry. How's that cheesesteak coming?
Well, I just put the order in, sir, so it's going to be a couple of minutes.
Great.
Did you want to read something?
Always follow around town, 60 feet away, just staring around corners and poking my eyes through boxes, seeing how she was doing through life. I couldn't muster up the courage to go and talk to her.
Hey, homeless guy, you can't be here. You can't be here on the corner, man.
What?
I'm in front of my store.
What do you mean? I'm just walking, man. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious, man. People see you, they don't want to come in the store. I'm not selling any
People
dick.
Don't want to come in your store because you got a shitty store. It's not because of me. All right?
No, it's not a shitty store. It's a store for shitting, okay?
Whatever, man. Whatever it is. Like, it smells like crap, all right? Look,
hey,
you got to clean that out.
You smell like crap. What are you wearing? A hula hoop?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Right, just don't be in front of the store door.
Yeah, I am.
Stall number 4, you have 2 minutes left. Stall number 5, you have a minute and a half left.
Thank you.
Reminder, everyone, Limited 2s. Limited 2s.
That's our show for today. Oh, my goodness. And or gracious. We end on a high note. And by high, I mean stacked. Joey Greer, just to get you out of the sun, I want to thank you very much for joining us today. And whatever you've done in terms of your selection of position within your home to do the show from, I can't thank you enough.
I am so hot. It's unbearable. I'm sweating everything.
Yep.
You're getting a sunburn just below your eyes.
I know. I feel it.
Where should folks look for you and your wares should they want to find you away from this particular podcast?
Check out BS Comedy on Twitch. We go on every Wednesday at 7 or 8. We're trying to go on for a couple hours, actually. So look for us to start a little earlier to go on longer. And that's it.
The 7 or 8 Pacific time?
Mountain.
Uh-huh.
Mountain.
LA time, baby.
Right. Okay. Thank you for that. Janky DeRuthy, thank you so much for joining us again.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And where shall folks be guided to find your creativity and whatnot?
Oh, sure. You know, I'm at Jackie DeRuthy on Instagram and probably Twitter too. And I do put creative things there. And I have a Christmas movie podcast, The Most Wonderful Pod of the Year.
The Most Wonderful Pod of the Year. Check it out.
Lovely for the season.
Wherever you get your podcast, The Most Wonderful Podcast of the Year. And
you guys, Kevin,
on that podcast discuss?
We discuss more obscure Christmas movies and we give them ratings out of 8 reindeer, and it's a fun time. And sometimes we have guests. And
did you find the obscure one that I told you
Blizzard?
I was in?
Sure did. Can't
Sorry
wait.
About that.
Listen, I'll be reaching out to you.
Okay.
So never apologize for Blizzard.
Fair enough.
We'll
and thanks
definitely
again.
Be talking about it.
All right, cool. James Heaney, thank you as always for
Blizzard
coming
on my
to
watch
us
list.
In bright black and white.
Thank you. I put Blizzard on my watch list. It is coming up very soon for me to just personally watch. Then I also wanted, we've got some reviews. I wanted to share them all, but there's not that much time. So this is the most recent. This one's from Crazy White Boy. It says, switched phones just to rate. I literally dropped my Samsung phone just to buy an iPhone so I could leave this rating because I love the show that much. Hope it's worth something. 5 stars.
So he can't access iTunes from his Galaxy phone? Was that the issue?
I mean, I had a lot of problems myself because back when we first started this, I wanted to rate the show, you know, when we first started this. And I had to like sit on the phone for hours with Apple. It is a pain in the ass to try to be able to rate something.
Hold on one second, James. I don't want to take you away from this review. Joe, did you want to go right to the pool? Because it looks like you're in tremendous...
So hot. I am so hot.
Take off your beanie and your sweatshirt. And
no, man, I look good, dude.
You can't see your face at all.
That's just it. You don't look that good. So anyway, sorry, James. You were saying...
Well, it was just difficult. But I also wanted to plug... Bear Supply is doing the live streams on Wednesday nights, but I'm putting it up. We're kind of testing the waters. I put up the last couple because we've been doing it more in a talk show format, like a podcast. So you can go to SoundCloud to download the podcast version at Bear Supply.
Okay.
And then in addition, this week, it was kind of funny. I've made Sims of all of Bear Supply, and I think Joey's Sim looks probably the best. That's on our Twitch page for a limited time.
Awesome. And thank you for not reading all those glorious reviews and making time for that last piece of business.
I mean, there's a couple other ones. No, I can give you. There's one called Save Gary. You guys are great, but Gary's even better. So good. 5 stars. That's from Incredulous Doctor.
Gary's great.
See?
They're good reviews. Gary is great.
Awesome. Atul, thank you so much for joining us.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks for having me. If people wanted to see me, all my social is on Atul Time, A-T-U-L.
Yes.
And then I'm in a narrative podcast right now called Death at Sunset, and you can find that on Spotify or iTunes or the Apple Store or whatever you want to call it.
Awesome. Death at Sunset.
Death at Sunset.
Cool. Craig Kukowski, thank you as always, sir. How's Craigslist coming along? We've worked our way past the month of October and all the Halloween adjacent and/or films.
Well, that means it's time for Thanksgiving movies.
Don't. Really?
We are doing it, and you know this because we already talked about it, but but you're great with a lead-in. You're perfect with a setup.
Sure.
The man knows what he's doing. We put out a special Thanksgiving episode. We talk about Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, Home for the Holidays, and Kreisha, that Thanksgiving classic that everybody knows.
Yeah. Perfect. Wherever you get podcasts, check that out, folks. We are recording the day after Thanksgiving, so Doug Bame got the day off. So James Heaney was our engineer and producer. Well, thank Doug.
I love being called that, but I feel like I've just hit record. He's still going to be doing the hard work of it.
He certainly is, and we should thank Doug Bame for the post-production work on the show. Doug Bame. And all the fine folks at iHeartMedia. Thanks for the home and the auspices. I'm Kevin Pollak, your host, reminding you to please be kind to each other. And we will get through this. And thank you for joining us. We greatly appreciate all of your feedback. So continue to write to us, your name here at alchemythis.com. And to all the patron subscribers, obviously, thank you very damn hell much. Until next time, remember,
Alchemy This!